Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast of the week. We are going to recap the conversation around personal and authentic learning in this podcast and hopefully leave you with a few reflective thoughts. This is Dan Butler, and I'm going to be joined by Nick Duffy as we recap the weekly Iowa Educational Chat hosted on Twitter. We're going to point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find that archive capturing all of the tweets, resources, and ideas at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. As I mentioned, our topic was personal and authentic learning, as we had a conversation about high-leverage learning for students and adults within the educational environment. We hope you will find useful information from tonight's podcast to apply in your setting, as a few of the big takeaways are highlighted in the next couple of minutes of this podcast. It is now time for me to pass things over to Nick Duffy.
Thanks, Dan. Question two asked, we have many people in our school settings and networks who motivate and inspire greatness within us. Who are these people and what do they do for you? Ryan Hewells said, if you wake up and are not inspired by the students you serve to make great things happen, you have got it all wrong. At Carter's class said, if school has a good culture, it's your coworkers. If you're a connected teacher, it's your PLN. All teach and inspire me. And Kara Paulson at Mrs. P Teaches 3 wrote, I'm motivated by anyone who is pursuing improvement. Those improving their system through researching strategies and skills, continuing their education, trying something new and being vulnerable, or just striving to build relationships and collaborate. Many Iowa Ed Chat participants called out the colleagues they have as well as the connections they have from social media and the significant impact these people have upon them. How lucky we are who get to work with and connect with people who enrich our lives. We draw inspiration for a variety of reasons, and we certainly get inspired each week on Iowa Ed Chat by the awesome people who share their thoughts. So thanks to all of you who participate and who share and who are open and vulnerable in your thinking and sharing. We appreciate it every single week. Dan, back to you to wrap up our thoughts tonight.
Thank you very much, Nick and company, for your thoughts, reflections, and takeaways. Question 5 had us talking about easy access as we asked our followers to respond to this question, which stated, do you have any concerns with such easy access to a wide variety of digital tools? Please explain your thinking. Dawn Cruz kicked things off with this tweet. The most concerning part of access to digital materials is that as adults, we don't always go the extra step to ensure it's a valid/reliable source or dig deep enough to understand. We have to be critical consumers of the info we read, share, and talk about. Jeremy Braden followed up with a similar thought as he tweeted, the only concern is depending too much on digital and not engaging in conversations in real life in person. I have experienced exponentially more growth by those I work with daily and weekly than others. No offense, Twitter. And Diane Sundermeyer had this to say, I do worry about the access to technology, but it's here and it's not going on anywhere, so how do we model balancing technology use and good old conversation, collaboration, and learning without technology? Hashtag balance. So here's my take on this. There are a lot of great things shared online, and there's a lot of junk as well. With such easy access to a wide variety of information, we need to be mindful of what we're viewing, sharing, and endorsing while considering the source. We must be aware of good quality resources with such easy access. Thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We certainly appreciate it. Please visit tinyurl.com/IAEdChat to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. Our website is loaded with resources. Do not hesitate to contact us about topics you would like to discuss on Iowa Ed Chat. You can subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. While you subscribe, give us a rating. Let us know what you think of our shows. We will be back next week with another great topic and guest moderator Lee Zeitz from the University of Northern Iowa. Until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.